Good morning, bro. It's Thursday. Game of Thrones is over. It wasn't good. Well, I mean, it's been a great show to watch, but this season was not good. And it's no surprise it wasn't good. There are some things that are possible. The cinematography is cool. Some of the choices were good if you're watching a show that you've seen before. But Game of Thrones was supposed to be different. And I don't mean different for the sake of being different, like what they tried to do here. But I mean, it made sense that the world was moving the way that it was. And D&D, the writers, just completely stopped caring. And moved on to other stuff, and you can tell because this season was just a big, just a mess. Like, it was just a mess. It wasn't terrible, but what a waste of time. I'm gonna get into these one by one. First of all, having 6 episodes and 1 season to finish the entire story was really stupid. One of the worst decisions you could have possibly made. I don't know why I thought it would work. I didn't at first, and I was like, it's too little time, it's over, it's gonna suck. But like all the stupid optimism in me, that stupid optimism, the one that makes me feel like tomorrow's gonna be a better day, that stupid optimism, it rushed itself into this, and it had no business being here because it didn't work, man. You know what it's like? The best way to explain it is like this. Imagine you're all in your cars, there's 5 of you. 5 separate cars, and they're all in 5 different lanes. And like 100 meters ahead of you, all of those 5 lanes merge into like one really, really straight lane. And all of you have no real space to get into that lane individually, but the road is running out and you're all going to have to be stuffed in that lane. Well, you're going to try, right? You're going to try to squeeze yourselves through. Some of you are going to overtake and cause accidents, probably. Or if at the least, a bit of traffic. If you can find a way to make this work and you're not kind of running over each other, there'll be some traffic, but you can expect an inconvenience because of how much squeezing you're trying to do in such a small amount of time. That's what doing it this way was. It wasn't gonna work because Game of Thrones has never been a show that does things quickly. It took Daenerys forever to go from literally point A to point B. The whole point of the show is that it was a slow burn, but for some reason, season 8 looked like it was like doused with gasoline or paraffin or whatever the hell burns quickly. And all of us got burned for it because, again, too little time and just a stupid way to do it. An example of this is the entire Dead Army or the Army of the Dead. They got rid of that shit real quick, like extremely quickly. It took them about an episode to get rid of a foe that we were all learning about for about 8 full seasons. It took 8 seasons to build up this character from episode 1, season 1, scene number 1. And it takes an hour and 30 minutes, not even an entire night, to kill them. I felt like the fight started at 8 o'clock and by like 10:30, they were done with the entire Dead Army or Army of the Dead. And the Night King was killed by like one stab from a really smart person who apparently, again, is a ninja. It's not even a ninja. They've got Batman. That's what Arya is in this show. She's Batman now. But I don't mind that as much because I understood it and I could see it coming. You can't give yourselves this little time to do something. And then I'm going to expect the Night King's fight to take more than just one episode. It was quite clear when it started that it's also going to end in this episode. It's the fact that it took more effort to kill the Mountain than it was to kill the Night King. Like, you had to stab the Mountain in the eye and that didn't work in tackle him into like fire at the bottom of like a burning building, and that's how you kill the Mountain. But you stab the Night King in the gut and all of a sudden he shatters and dies. And it took about, again, what looked like 2 hours to do. It honestly looked like it took the same time it took the episode to play to get rid of the Night King. It looked like the Night King was a 1.5 hour problem. You could like use your lunch break at work to eliminate the Night King. That's how easy it was to get rid of the character. And I mean, you wasted our time because that buildup then means absolutely nothing. I need to calm down. I don't want to spend too much time talking about the fact that the Army of the Dead was essentially killed in one night. I don't even want to talk about the fact that Cersei was essentially killed by construction. Those are issues, yes, I understand, but I've got much bigger issues with the show. And one of my biggest ones is the fact that Bran is like king and it makes sense to make Bran king. Bran reminds me of like me in every single group project I ever did when I was in school. I would just sit back, stare at nothing, say a bunch of words that made people feel bad and still walk away with all the credit. That's basically what Bran ended up doing in order to become king. The best thing Bran did was like not die when he got pushed out, which by the way, that means Jaime's like assassination attempts for kings is like on fire. He killed the older king, the Mad King, and then almost killed the new king before he became the new king. Like, if Jaime didn't die, he'd have a knack for this. If Jaime didn't die, he probably would have killed Daenerys. again, which then Daenerys' death, that doesn't make sense either. How is it that Daenerys is going to say a bunch of weird things in Dothraki, threaten Winterfell, walk past Jon and mean mug him like DMX and Rough Riders, and then all of a sudden, 2 seconds later, like have a whole conversation with Jon about how they're going to kill a bunch of people to save them from themselves, knowing that Jon isn't about that type of life, and then let Jon get close enough to stab her in the chest? She didn't even get a chance to sit on the throne. And then apparently her dragon is sentient because it could feel the mother died and didn't want to kill Jon. And so it decided that that seat for some reason is what I need to burn. And so it burns the seat down because it knows about the Iron Throne. I guess it speaks English and could hear Dany's conversations. I don't know what's going on with that too. It just all seemed like the point of this season was to make things look pretty. And things definitely did look pretty. But they gave away a lot of potential to make this a great season by having people do things that would have not made sense for them to do in prior seasons. Yes, the ending was kind of cool. Everyone lives happily ever after, except for Jon. Well, kind of. Jon gets his dog back and he's on the other side. But the show was never about giving people happy endings. I mean, the first season has our hero dying from getting his head chopped off by episode 9. Happy endings does not work for this world. The family tried to avenge the dude and they all got stabbed and murdered to death. It's not what Game of Thrones was supposed to be about, but I guess when you want to conclude the show and get on with the rest of your life like the writers were, you don't care about us wasting our time sitting waiting for a show to come through. I think they made their money and we all suffer from it. All I'm going to say after this is just thank you for Game of Thrones. It was fun. It was a good time. But now I can say without any doubt in my mind, Breaking Bad is better. Bro, I'll see you on Monday.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.